You no doubt remember that an Iraqi journalist threw a shoe at President George W. Bush the last time the former president was in that country. Now, two other dignitaries have been on the receiving end of flying footwear, the Chinese premier and the Israeli ambassador to Sweden. We wanted to know if this is a new trend in insults, so we've invited PM Forney to join us. He's the author of The Civility Solution, What to Do When People Are Rude. He's also a literature professor at Johns Hopkins University. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Throwing shoes at someone or even showing the sole of your foot is an ultimate insult in the Arab world. Why does this seem to be catching on elsewhere?
Well, it is a form of activity between protest and prank, I would say. It is a way of showing one's displeasure for a political person of any kind without creating physical harm of a serious nature. It is related somehow with different kinds of throwing. For instance, the tossing of cream pies in the face. It's becoming more popular, especially when political times are less stable.
Why cream pies?
Well, the pesky pastry-based protest, there is something childish about it all, reverting to a time when, as children, we communicated our displeasure in ways that were physical. The tossing of cream pies in the face of people turns the victim into a clown, into a baby who's being messy with his food. When you are attacked successfully, you really lose face because your face is covered with cream. So it's a realization of a metaphor, so to speak.
Do these sort of physical protests, the cream pies, the shoes, do they have an advantage over just yelling an insult at someone?
They are more colorful and they make the news. If you manage to catapult whipped cream-filled condoms to the Popemobile, which is something that Belgian Noël Godin was planning to do a few years ago, well, then you raise the attention of the world.
Okay, but this shoe thing.
Well, the shoe, as you say, in certain cultures in the Arab world, it's a sign of utter disdain. In the Western world, it is clear that if somebody throws a shoe at you, they have a bone to pick with you. But there is a difference between throwing a shoe and throwing a cream pie. The cream pie has an element of prank to it that the shoe does not have.
PM Forney, author of The Civility Solution, What to Do When People Are Rude. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.